The Trump administration now says it will revoke the visas of some international students if their college or university switches to online learning. Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced on Friday that newly enrolled foreign students will not be eligible to enter the United States if their university is fully online. On top of the Trump administration's effort to restrict visas, international students in the United States are also facing pandemic-induced travel restrictions. Some students have been hit by both.
At first, there were no flights available, and then the visa ban happens.
Priya is a graduate student studying ecology at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. We're not using her real name because she's currently trying to renew her visa and is worried speaking publicly will impact her application. Priya is originally from India. She went home to visit family before the pandemic hit and ended up stuck there as flights were canceled and international travel shut down. She was delayed long enough that her visa expired. Normally not a huge problem, but these are not normal times. John Egan heads the Refugee and Immigration Law Clinic at Hawaii's Richardson School of Law.
The Department of State, they suspended routine visa services to everybody.
That's left Priya trying to maintain her coursework in India, 20 hours ahead of Hawaii.
Academically, it has been a struggle. I did all my classes in the middle of the night.
On top of suspended visa services, the Trump administration announced earlier this month it would revoke the visas of foreign students whose universities switched to online instruction.
Basically, what it said was if your program is all online, you do not qualify to be in the country as a student.
Harvard and MIT sued the federal government, and the administration agreed to walk back the policy. But students and universities still aren't in the clear.
It didn't fully resolve the issue, so it was reported as a reversal in the press, but that wasn't exactly true.
Jennifer Walsh is the provost at Hawaii Pacific University in Honolulu. Before the pandemic, international students were allowed to take one online course per semester. The rest had to be in person. When COVID-19 hit in March, the federal government relaxed that rule as many colleges and universities went fully online. Walsh says the new agreement landed somewhere in between.
It does not allow for students to have a fully online schedule for the entire semester. So if at some point we have to switch back to the online only option, then students would still be at risk for deportation.
That could be a major issue for Hawaii's 4,000 international students. At the University of Hawaii, 70% of courses this fall will either be online or a blend of in-person and remote instruction. The latest rules bar entry to new students enrolled in a fully online academic program, meaning they'll either have to stay in their home country or transfer to a school with in-person instruction. Back in India, Priya is still trying to get her visa renewed. She says the recent developments are demoralizing for people like her, who have done everything right to come to the U.S. legally.
You have gone through all that just trying to have a good life. It hurts. We are not stealing anybody's jobs. We know the struggle. We want everybody to rise up with us.
That perception may have a lasting impact. If the U.S. is seen as hostile, international students may opt for universities in Canada, Australia, or New Zealand. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.